I'm joined by Hadley Hammer, who is one of the stars in the new Teton Gravity Research film, Winterland. Welcome to Express Yourself, Hadley.
Thank you for having me.
How did you personally come to get involved with skiing as one of your primary sort of life endeavors?
Well, I call myself a bit of a late bloomer, I would say. I grew up in Jackson, Wyoming, and I was always in the outdoors. I have a really outdoorsy family, but for me, I was kind of a nerd and focused on my education and going to college and thought I would have a career in the hospitality industry. But then when I came back after working in D.C. in the wine business, when I was about 25, I moved back to Jackson and started training at a gym with my younger brother, who was on the U.S. ski team at the time. And he just told me that I should get into shape, as nice brothers do. And at that particular gym, the people that were training there were doing the free ride comps on the Free Ride World Tour. And it's a pretty cool system because there's no barriers to entry besides just an internet connection. So you can sign up for these comps with no experience really needed. And I signed up for my free ride comps and I was really bad at first, and there's definitely evidence of that. And but for me, I just really liked the process and the growth involved in figuring out how to ski better technically, how to figure out how to do well in the comps. And those competitions, the Free Ride World Tour competitions, are a really cool way to learn all these different skill sets, like picking a line or having fluid skiing or air awareness and all these things, and it's kind of this like mini education. And from there, I started doing well after 2 years of like really being stubborn and really motivated about becoming a better skier all around. And then I started getting sponsors and invites to film with TGR, and it kind of snowballed from there. But it was definitely not an overnight success. It took a lot of work, which the work part for me was really fun.
So the film Winterland takes us really around the world. We check out skiing in Norway, Canada, Alaska, and your section really focuses on Jackson Hole. How did it feel to introduce the film crew and these other skiers to a place that I assume you know very well?
Yeah, well, what's cool is TGR is based here in Jackson, and it's like this beautiful thing that, like, for me as a kid, I would go to TGR movies and look up to all these guys and be like that little Grom, the 10-year-old girl just like waiting for that September film premiere to roll around. And I've filmed, I think this is my third Jackson segment for TGR, second or third, and it's just so nice to be back at home because it is such a beautiful place. It's a beautiful community, and then it's fun to have different athletes every year come in and you get to show them around and show them your home, and there's a like comfort to being here. It's also, I just think, some of the best skiing, I think it's the best skiing in the lower 48 by a long shot.
And there's a lot to be said about last winter in particular and the film.
Yeah,
sort of.
It was a good snow year, which is nice, and that's kind of the nice part about Jackson too, is that it, I feel like everywhere you go has good or bad winters, but from where Jackson is set up and located, it tends to always get at least a good amount.
Do you have any big plans for this upcoming winter?
Yeah, for me, where my motivation and interest and passion is kind of directing is more choosing one line, in more of a remote place or a mountain that no one's really been on before. And that process of figuring out how to get there, how to get up it, all the logistics and how to ski down it, what is the most beautiful line on the way down. And that's sort of where my heart lays at the moment. And I think for the next 10 years.
Have you seen the film already?
I have seen bits and pieces of it, but not in its entirety.
Okay. Well, what you were saying about picking a beautiful line and being dedicated to it reminded me of a part of the film where they ski meteorite in Alaska.
Yeah, with Cody.
Yeah, Really cool. Just the photography is amazing.
You know, it's a different way of doing it. And my late boyfriend and I always joke that there's kind of like line skiers and feeling skiers, and the skiers that are really like motivated by one beautiful line, or the skiers that are really motivated by like a trick or the feeling of skiing. And it's like a, and we obviously, everybody enjoys both parts, but it seems like people are kind of motivated by one or the other.
Mm-hmm. And the film does a really good job of showing a variety of skiing, from urban rails to resort skiing, like Jackson Hole, and a lot of helicopter skiing. Could you give
I mean, that's kind of the beauty of skiing, is that it's, especially freeride skiing, is that there's so much variety and so many different ways you can express yourself. You know, like, that's a little bit harder in your more traditional stick and ball sports, but mm-hmm. I think what's beautiful about skiing is that it definitely dips into that artistic element. And for us, it's about creativity and expression, not just, you know, like, everyone doesn't have the same technique. You have lots of different styles, even if it's just big mountain skiing, the way that you've seen it in TGR movies in the past. Like, the three guys will ski the same face, they'll ski it completely different, and I think that's a really beautiful element of it.
Yeah, and they even talk about in this film how much a person's personality can show when they're skiing, whether they're somebody that really likes to go fast and direct, or if they like to dance down the mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you give a little bit of insight into sort of what it looks like to film something like this, with all the amazing shots? I'm imagining a huge crew, but they do such a good job of sort of focusing on the skiers that you don't see a lot of it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about filming. It's a lot of work. And I think two of the biggest misconceptions, or two of the things that aren't shown as much, is one, how much preparation goes into it. You know, we're all putting a lot of focus into the areas we're going, and you're doing a lot of research and a lot of thought goes into it. There's a lot of, you know, preparation we all do during the summer and the fall, whether that's avalanche classes or, you know, TGR, we get together every fall and do like a week of AVI training and first aid and searching and all of those things. And I think that is not known by everyone, so there's a lot on the safety side. And then also the cameraman is, like you said, kind of that element that's pretty amazing. The crew, they have these huge backpacks on, and they're really putting, they're just as talented, but they have to like have a full separate job as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
so it's a pretty cool extra element of skill that you need, because they're going to a lot of the same places we are, but they have like a 60-pound backpack on, and yeah, it's pretty impressive.
There's a moment in the film where one man, I'm forgetting his name, gets pretty beat up, and the first one to respond is a member of the crew, and so it is this moment where the behind the scenes actually gets in front of the camera, because he's there, he's present, and he's able to respond. And that's sort of preview.
Like I said, we do that week. That's just TGR specific, prior to the movie, or prior to the filming season. And it's with not just the athletes, but all of the film and photographers. And that way we're all on the same page. We all have the same, you know, skill set and levels that we can all reach, which is really important, because for me, like, it's a absolute hard line. Like, I do not go into the mountains with people that I don't trust that they could save my life as well as I could save theirs.
Hmm. Now the film wraps up with a young man named Kai, and he's 12 years old. And so I'm wondering, there are a lot of aspiring ski professionals here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Do you have any words of advice for people that might want to follow their passions as you have?
Yeah, I think if you really, really love it, it's going to be work, and it won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. And for me, it was always just making sure that I was the best skier that I could be. And when you do that, everything else falls into place. You know, I get a lot of questions on Instagram or emails that's like, how do I get sponsored? How do I get sponsored? And my response is always, if you're skiing well enough, the sponsors will find you. And that shouldn't be the focus. Your question really should be like, how do I become the best skier I can be? And that's through like going out and skiing with some like intention and thinking about your skill level and working on those skills that aren't as good. And yeah, just, I think if you can be the best that you can be, then you'll be able to do it for a long time.
And those are wise words, not only for skiing, but any endeavor.
Yeah, just in life.
Not really thinking about the end goal, but just focusing on how we can be our best in the moment.
Yeah, I think like having goals is a good way to create focus. And then during the time between A and B is like where the work goes.
And will you be attending this premiere on October 18th?
Unfortunately, I won't be in Aspen, which is a bummer because Aspen, actually, besides Jackson, is my only other ski town that I really love in the lower 48. But
wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be over in Europe in October, so I'll miss it. But I live in Austria and Jackson's my hometown, and I consider Aspen my like third home. It's a really special place and really dear to my heart.
You know, one thing also that the film shows is that really special connection that people can have across borders and culture, connected to a common sport like skiing.
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite parts about skiing is, you know, you get to travel, which I think has two huge benefits. One, you create exactly what you're saying, these friendships all around the world, which I think is really special, and you get out of sort of your own little bubble. And also, you get to see that people do things totally different. And so it allows me to come back to wherever I am and not get stuck, because you realize a lot of the habits that we have or routines are just self-inflicted. And there's countries doing things 180 degrees different, and there's always room for flexibility and figuring out your own path and your own way of living that makes you happy. And I think that's a really beautiful part about traveling.
Well, Hadley Hammer, thank you so much for speaking with Katie and Kay here on Express Yourself. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think just remember to have a really fun winter and also to have a really safe winter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.